If you like horror, then today's your day, and you're certainly in the right place. It's March 31st, 2024. Today, an adaptation of Night of the Hunter, an adaptation of Stephen King's The Monkey, a horror film called The Whistler, and an update about the Final Destination franchise. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Universal has brought on Scott Derrickson to direct an adaptation of Davis Grubb's novel, Night of the Hunter. The book revolves around Harry Powell, a serial killer posing as a preacher who marries a widow solely to gain access to her deceased husband's hidden fortune. Powell's stepchildren, John and Pearl, become the targets of his relentless pursuit as he seeks the money hidden by their father. Amy Pascal, who produced Sony's Spider-Verse franchise, will work alongside Peter Gethers to produce the project. The script for the film will be written by C. Robert Cargill, who has worked with director Derrickson on many other films, including The Black Phone, Doctor Strange, and others. There is no further news about Night of the Hunter at this time. According to Deadline, James Wan's Atomic Monster has wrapped production on their film adaptation of Stephen King's short story, The Monkey. Deadline revealed that the star-studded cast includes Theo James, known for his role in The White Lotus, Tatiana Maslany, known for playing She-Hulk in Marvel's Cinematic Universe, Elijah Wood, known for playing Frodo Baggins in The Lord of the Rings, Christian Convery, known for playing Gus in Sweet Tooth, Colin O'Brien, known for his role in Wonka, Roanne Campbell, known for his role in The Hardy Boys, and Sarah Levy, known for her role in Schitt's Creek. In The Monkey, when twin brothers Hal and Bill discover their father's old monkey toy in the attic, a series of gruesome deaths start occurring all around them. The brothers decide to throw the monkey away and move on with their lives, growing apart over the years. But when the mysterious deaths begin again, the brothers must reunite to find a way to destroy the monkey for good before it takes the lives of everyone close to them. There is no release date for The Monkey at this time. According to Variety, Diane Guerrero and Juan Pablo Raba are set to star in a horror film called The Whistler. The film tells the story of grieving parents Nicole and Sebastian. Still reeling from losing their daughter, the couple unexpectedly inherit a remote farm in the Venezuelan plains, where they are soon drawn into another world. The logline reads as follows. Nicole and Sebastian arrive to find the farm overrun by mysterious squatters who claim they can conjure spirits. As Sebastian attempts to violently run them out, Nicole is lured into their world, desperate to contact her dead daughter, forcing the couple to deal not only with the spirit world, but their own inner demons. Diego Velasco will direct, Caroline Pies wrote the script. According to The Hollywood Reporter, New Line Cinema has found the cast for their upcoming addition to the Final Destination franchise. The new film, titled Final Destination Bloodlines, will star Breck Bassinger, who starred in the CW's DC series Stargirl, Chucky actor Teo Briones, and Dear Evan Hansen stage actress Caitlin Santawana. Max Lloyd-Jones from The Book of Boba Fett, Rhea Kilstead, seen in Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Teen-Po Lee from The Manor will also join. Zach Lipovsky and Adam B. Stein will direct. Here's how the outlet writes about the film. Plot details are being kept under lock and key, but a single core concept has driven the series. A character has a premonition of a horrific and deadly event, cheats his or her own death, and saves several other lives in the process, only to have death, personified as an invisible but unstoppable force, come for the survivors one by one. Guy Busick and Laurie Evans Taylor wrote the script for this outing. Final Destination Bloodlines is set to premiere in 2025, timed to the 25th anniversary of the original. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. According to Variety, a third Blood and Honey film is now in development. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for March 31st, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog if you like this podcast. Give it a good review or share it with a friend. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to let your geek side show.